This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh, yes, indeed. They're going to be doing some hockey on Thursday night in Boston. Should be a lot of fisticuffs. If you got an extra 9 minutes, there'll be some fighting. That'll be fun.
Morning,
be
Molly. Good. Happy Tuesday. Yeah, Thursday night is what it's all about now, I suppose, after last night's disappointing loss for the Team USA. Guess I'm not supposed to be too disappointed, though.
Well, they don't.
I'm told that
was,
didn't really matter. That game didn't really matter.
Yeah. You think they lost momentum in the tournament?
Yeah, I do.
I think they lost players.
I've got thoughts about last night. I didn't like it. I know that it didn't matter, but I think we spent like 48 hours celebrating how hockey was different and this international tournament mattered, and look how different it is in the NBA. And then they go into last night against Sweden, and they're resting players, and I get it.
Wow.
Auston Matthews with a late scratch, and the Tkachuk, Matthew Tkachuk in a nice suit, nice appearance on TNT. And then they lose. They score 35 seconds into the game. They don't score again.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter because they still are on track to play Canada, and that's okay. I thought everything mattered when you're talking about hockey. Is that a loss I'm supposed to just shrug off?
Yeah, I think you're supposed to shrug it off. I think everyone shrugs it off. I wouldn't get too worked up about it. I would say let's hope they're in, you know, full Tkachuk mode come Thursday night, without a doubt. It was upsetting to see. And it didn't look like it was kind of an injury moment, but, man, he did look hurt. So that's
Brady Tkachuk.
Yeah, Brady.
Brady Tkachuk was sliding into the goal.
Fall, yeah.
Yeah, and then so he was a little bit banged up. He had Auston Matthews, who was banged up, didn't play, then missed them. They were down to 10 forwards at one point. It was like a youth hockey tournament where you had to run three lines. And
well, and that was worrisome because you don't want to overuse everybody. You know what I mean? Like, because the benefit of having done well early in the tournament and having already clinched your spot in the final was that you didn't have to, you know, overuse anybody, and then here you are where you're kind of without players.
Yeah, it's kind of convenient.
A little bit disconcerting.
It's a little disconcerting only because we had identified this as hockey, the sport where you don't worry so much about this was a team and this was a win. And now basically Canada and Team USA going into the same final with one loss apiece because Canada took care of business earlier in the day.
Barely.
And as the U.S. struggles to score points because you take out Auston Matthews, and I know that compromises your offense. You take out Matthew Tkachuk, same deal. I did find myself wondering last night, I know this is maybe a Chicago-centric viewpoint, but boy, couldn't this team have used Patrick Kane? Couldn't this team have used the most dynamic Team USA player maybe ever? The best American-born player ever.
Was he?
He was dismissed. He was, when they put the rosters together, he wasn't having a very good season. It wasn't, the idea was dismissed. He was never on the team and dismissed.
Right, that's what
he was never really considered as a guy to add. I know he's 35, 36 years old, but he got hot. He's playing pretty well. And I would think that out of respect for who he is to Team USA and hockey in this country, that it would have been a guy you could have used in some capacity.
I'm a little bit appalled that you said that you actually compared it to the NBA All-Star game. That was a disaster.
Oh, I'm not comparing it. I'm saying that we did. When you have
saying it was so much better.
Saturday night's exhibition. Uh-huh. This is an international competition that basically has been referred to as this year's version of hockey's All-Star game. Because they're talking about they don't have an All-Star game. This is in place of it. And you saw the intensity level reach Olympic-like proportions. And then a day later,
there were gloves dropped.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen in an All-Star game.
No. And then there were hugs exchanged at the NBA All-Star game. Okay, that was as soft as it gets.
That was...
As soft as it gets. So I'm just saying, after a day of basically celebrating how much different hockey is, then we see the load management approach taken to the U.S.-Sweden game. Fair?
Yeah, I think it's... I don't think that's fair. Okay. I think that... I agree with the idea that when Brady Tkachuk went down, and that was early, it made you kind of question, uh-oh, now they got to worry about that. And I think they did. But I think that... the best thing about Team USA, as opposed to every team in the tournament, is their defense. Not just the goalie, but their defenders. They do a really good job. I was genuinely surprised when they gave up two goals and then that held up. I was just surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I was as disappointed. I was very pleased that Canada won because I wanted the rematch. I did want to see that again.
Yeah, I think
only this time in America.
But I'm entitled to the disappointment of having heard for 2 days how much hockey makes these moments matter, because it's not just, you know, an exhibition. They treat it seriously. The intensity is high, and then they lose a game they should have won, and suddenly it doesn't matter because that's the way we're going to rationalize it. That's all.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed having hockey on.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed that
great.
Last night. There wasn't much going on. It was fun.
No, nothing else going on.
No.
Really nothing else.
No.
College basketball. Cooper Flagg scored 17 points. Get that in the update?
Yeah.
Cooper Flagg, 17 points.
Well, there you go. That's pretty
good. No, David, I mentioned the state school that's playing against Wisconsin without one of their starting five.
That's a bad injury. It's a bad injury. I'm just kidding you, Dustin. Cooper Flagg is somebody we're paying attention to. We need to start to chronicle his progress.
Hashtag capture the flag.
There we go. But yeah, I enjoyed the game, and I was disappointed in the game.
The look he gave you.
I know.
That's
okay.
Was priceless.
He didn't enjoy that.
Like, I'm back in grade school, about ready to serve another detention for rolling my eyes.
I'm sorry. I'm just kind of tweak him a little bit. Yeah, I didn't like that game. One goal. You got to score more than that. I don't care who's hurt, who's not. You got to score more than one goal. And the longer it went on, when they're searching for offense and to get something going, the longer I wondered. I even texted a couple people like, tell me again why Patrick Kane was overlooked. Tell me again when they put these rosters together. Because if you look and you understand and realize, he is to Team USA hockey what Sidney Crosby is to Team Canada in terms of being a fixture, a guy who's always been there and has all kinds of longevity.
I thought it was super cool that Sid the Kid had won like 25 straight games up until the USA, USA,
until
USA.
Until Saturday night.
Say it three times, beat them.
Yeah. Well, that shows you the kind of supremacy that they have enjoyed. And that's what came to an end, so I thought. Now I'm not so sure about Thursday night.
Really?
I'm not so sure about Thursday night. Also, well,
you may be.
Vegas isn't either. I mean, the very slight favorite.
The
USA.
One thing that we've also overlooked in this celebration of U.S. hockey and what happened Saturday night is that Canada played without Cale Makar. They played without one of the best defensemen in the league. in the world.
Can he play goalie?
He can help that goalie look better. He's a great player that didn't play. Now, if he's coming back, then it's a different game. Imagine taking, well, this saw it last night. You take a key cog out of any team, one of the best players, and you're going to notice that absence. And Canada did. So, I don't know. Thursday night, it's going to be great. It's going to be on home ice in Boston, so that will help. It'd be intense as it was Saturday night. I felt I just don't have a great feeling yet. But it's only Tuesday morning, so there's time.
Yeah, you'll get your mojo back. You won't be as disappointed in another day or two.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm fine. I'm processing the disappointment. I'm processing.
Did Vegas Haw have money on Team USA last night? Is your opinion
like
being influenced by investing in that game? Because I invested in Canada earlier in the day with a Connor McDavid anytime goal.
Shouldn't that have been
plus money?
Shouldn't that have been a lot easier? Canada goes up 4-0. Shouldn't that have been a lot easier?
Well, it goes back to the goaltending that you mentioned earlier, right?
I mean, that's right. That's
and there is pride. I mean, Sweden hadn't won a game yet. So I think, you know, they went to overtime with both Finland and with Canada in the tournament. So maybe it's just a pride factor for Sweden. I mean, I don't know their roster well enough. I defer to you. I mean, were they playing like it was their gold medal game, David, last night?
They were playing like the team that had not had a regulation victory in the tournament.
So they didn't want to be embarrassed and go home.
Yeah, they played with a sense of hockey urgency.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, does that, while Team USA was playing to not get hurt and they still got hurt.
Got hurt, yeah.
That's the problem. That's my problem.
They're playing scared almost?
I need to get past that.
Playing not to get hurt?
But I think that really kicked in. I mean, they scored a goal like 35 seconds into the game. I think that when they got hurt is when that kind of kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
They were not going to get hurt again. You will not hurt us again.
So is Brady Tkachuk, have they specified exactly what it was?
No.
Did he hit his head?
I don't believe he did. When I was watching it, it looked like he hit his back.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he reacted to it, it was like like his disc acted up or something. It was weird. It's like he just hit the goal in the right way hurt him.
As long as it doesn't interfere with his ability to drop the gloves on Thursday night.
Well, the thing is, he plays really hard. I don't know him very well just because I don't watch a lot of Ottawa Senators hockey. And from my perspective, it was kind of a coming out party for him against Canada. I mean, he was hard as nails.
Well, for people unaware, how good he can be, how good he is. That was definitely a big dose of Brady Tkachuk, and you saw all that he brings to the Ottawa Senators, whose games we never watch.
Never.
Or talk about. We had Frank Cervelli on yesterday, and he talked about how good he is, and I had to ask him about the trade rumors that he addressed Frank in December, but there's no way the Ottawa Senators would let go of him.
You don't trade a guy.
But at the end of his contract, as he pointed out, his brother moved on after playing in relative obscurity in Canada, and then and now with the Panthers. Maybe Brady Tkachuk does a similar thing at the end of his deal. But great player, great asset. You wonder if he's going to be 100% on Thursday night when they have to be as physical as they were last Saturday. And I don't know yet how healthy they'll be, so I don't know how to feel about the game.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, it was so funny because he said before this game, before he was hurt, he said that Matthew Tkachuk, his brother Matthew, would definitely play. There was no way he would miss that game against Canada.
Yeah.
So, and they held him out of the game to kind of ensure that, right? To make sure, because those guys play at a pretty high level.
3-3-1, wasn't Kane overlooked because he's not playing well? Why would you bring in a player because of what they were, not what they are? Okay, that was November. If you're paying attention to the Red Wings, they have gotten hot, and Kane is a part of that.
But he is a one-way player. He's not a two-way player.
Yeah.
Never has been.
He's been a one-way player his entire career.
No, I said never has been.
And never you could have used a one-way player last night to figure out a way to get the biscuit in the basket.
Right. But, I mean, you don't anticipate you're going to have all
these respect.
Injuries.
Out of respect.
You don't kind of short shrift your defense because of that, right? I mean, they just got one injury too many in the forward line.
Yeah, I just think they could have used somebody who could have been a creative goal scorer in a game that didn't matter.
Right, game that didn't
matter. Did not matter.
Didn't matter.
Those hockey players, leave it on the ice, but last night didn't matter.
Wow, there's a lot of anger here. There's
not anger.
A simmering
it's observation, man.
Upset.
It's a contradiction.
Well, I mean, they're in good shape if everybody's healthy. So they're in the final, and they knew that going in. So you're right. I mean, it's probably disappointing that that they didn't perform as well.
Canada's big guns scored. MacKinnon twice, Crosby empty netter, which I don't mind
that. Empty netter,
entitled.
It was 4-3,
yeah,
then he won the game at the end.
Because Finland went crazy, scoring two in the final minutes.
It was crazy.
And that was nuts. And McDavid had a goal and an assist. And his goal, every time he scores, it's like highlight reel stuff. He just is, he's explosive, so explosive. That's been so much fun to see him play at such a high level during this tournament.
Let's hope that doesn't carry on through.
Let's hope he has upper body soreness.
There you go.
Or whatever.
Or lower body soreness.
Either.
It's one or the other.
Body soreness is fine, upper or lower, or both.
Pretty interesting, though. It was a pretty good game.
Loved hearing Eddie Olczyk.
Did you see they got a lot of people watching, too? That was really good.
4.4 million on Saturday night.
Pretty good.
That was the biggest non-Stanley Cup audience since 2019. It tells you that there is an appetite for elite hockey or good hockey.
It also tells you that there is nothing going on and that the NBA is not holding up their end. When you have an All-Star game and the topic the next day is how do we make the All-Star game better, you know that whatever you attempted, and they did make a run at it, they tried. They tried something different, and it fell flat on its face.
Yeah.
Hard to watch when people actively aren't playing defense.
Yeah, well, there's no There's no would commitment the defense, to intensity.
Would it improve if it was USA against the world with some of those very tall Europeans block a shot? Or
one would think, but I'm not sure about the NBA. I just think it's a different dynamic. It's a different approach. You would hope that there would be some element of pride involved, but I just don't think it's the same.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty unwatchable.
How do you think Matas Buzelis feels?
I think he feels hopefully motivated to restore his good name over the final 27 games of the season. It was a tough weekend for him.
A lot of people saying that Cooper Flagg could beat him one-on-one. A lot of people. That was the reaction of a lot of people.
I don't think I talked to a lot of people or anybody who said that. I think that was you making that up, taking a shot at Matas.
No, what
do you have against Matas?
I got nothing against Matas. He didn't go there to lose, but he apparently didn't go there to win.
I wish he would have just done the most makeable dunk first.
Yeah.
And then he would have built some momentum, some confidence. When you miss, when you can't execute the most difficult dunk, and you're trying to make an impression, I just think it rattled him a little bit.
Yeah, so, elaborate.
No, we really don't want to elaborate. There wasn't much to elaborate on. I think he's a guy who probably got some confidence and played out in the Rising Stars game. Did not have a great night at the dunk contest, but probably just an honor for him to be there. And overall, he's got to look at it as a positive experience. He had something to do on All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, he sure did.
He didn't...
added something.
And he got out of town, which this was a good weekend to get out of town.
Yeah.
Because this weather stinks.
Well, I mean, it's just cold.
That stinks.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the cold. I'm not going to lie to you.
No.
I do believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, because Dustin is the master of following this stuff. I believe this is the last, like, really serious week, right? This is the last week of winter, sub-zero winter.
Yeah, let's hope.
Didn't you say it's going to warm up next week?
It's supposed to be almost 40, I think, by the weekend.
Well, that's a lot better than it's been.
I think it's 40 next week. I'm not sure about the weekend. That would be fine.
40 I'm not, next week sounds good.
This is the last week of winter.
Like Sunday.
Mentally.
That's what
I mean.
Like
mentally.
Sunday. Is the end of the weekend. If you want
right.
To
mentally, I'm...
Yeah, this is the last, I hope, really freezing
35 week. Degrees high on Sunday.
See?
That's good.
That sounds like... that. Honestly, I might get in my Speedo and go get some rays.
That's a really bad image, visual.
Let's hope it stays quiet.
That's really... I hope that we can leave our listeners
the old,
with,
the old, right. the old, sun, the old sun's out, buns out. Here comes Mulligan.
Well, all right. Maybe I won't wear the Speedo then, if you're insisting.
Is that the way you would clear your sidewalk in your Speedo? Is that
There's no need to if it's 35. I don't know if you're aware, but once it's over 32 degrees, things warm up.
Things warm up. But
by the way, clear your sidewalk, just a PSA.
Mm-hmm.
Got some people near the house. That
oh, really? What's the problem?
Well, I just don't think it's necessary to clear the sidewalk.
But,
I
mean, but Dustino, the time to clear the sidewalk is pretty much over. You needed to have that done.
Yeah, now it's frozen. Right.
Exactly.
I'm not going to do it because it would take too much effort.
I wouldn't recommend your neighbors go out and do that today. You're going to risk frostbite.
Oh, but I would recommend them doing it when everybody else is doing
it. It's responsible neighbor.
The other one's not doing it.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a good idea.
But you can't really hold them... I mean, they should have already done it. Fair enough.
They've got four kids living in the house that all are more than capable of using a shovel.
I'm being really specific
now.
Oh,
wow. I hope they're not listening.
I hope they're not listeners.
Dustin's going to go home and find some frozen eggs.
We just lost a family.
You're lucky. You're lucky eggs are so expensive. That's right. Yeah.
Frozen eggs. Okay, I didn't know what direction this conversation had taken.
The problem is if you threw an egg at a window in this weather, it would break the window.
Yeah, it's bad.
The egg would freeze and rot.
Yeah, be a responsible neighbor. Clear your walk. Clear your driveway.
Not now. You should have been responsible. I would not recommend going out in this. At least
bundle up
this morning.
Toughen up, Buttercup.
Well, I'm here. I did toughen up. I got in here. I don't know. I didn't open up the conversation about the weather. I wasn't so peeved with my hockey that I complained about the weather.
You think that's it? You think I'm just looking for something to talk about other than hockey?
No, I think
I'm so mad about last night.
I'm not
mad about last night. I'm disappointed.
I know, but
I'm disappointed.
I think it was a lot of kind of I hate to say it, but there might have been some management going on there.
35 seconds into the game, they score. Yeah. Great. And then they don't score again.
When did Brady Tkachuk go down? Wasn't that early? See, I'm just saying, it seems to me he left the game in the first period, didn't he? And he came back and sat on the bench, and then you didn't see him much.
Yeah, I know. That's fine. And if they win, nobody will remember Monday night.
No one.
And if they lose, we'll wonder when they lost their edge.
We'll get into all this. We've got the pick six next. We're going to pick apart all the stories of the day. You know what we need more of is kind of hot stove league. We need to find out what's at spring training, and we need to imagine that we're out there. Although it's apparently cold enough that Luis Robert Jr. isn't going to really go hard.
It's cold in Arizona? It looked pretty nice.
Well, he said that he wasn't going to go until the cold was gone. I don't know if he meant in Chicago or in Arizona. I think Arizona's got pretty good year-round weather.
Texter says 48 degrees in Tampa.
Oh,
he's freezing.
Oh, well, he must be going through a living hell.
Wow.
48 degrees.
That's
luxury.
That would be balmy here right now.
Oh, my God. It's
going to be cold today, but let's say it's winter in Chicago.
But it's like -1 feels like -19. Did you see that? Like mm-hmm. that? You don't want that.
What is this feels like temperatures?
Yeah, I think it's. I think it has to do with wind chill and all that stuff. Maybe
wind chill. That's what we used to just call it growing up. Just wind chill, not feels like.
Feels like.
Feels like I want to stay in bed.
Feels like the first time. Feels like the very first time.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.